It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
All right, so Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been silent since President Trump doubled down on his comments, claiming that Jews who voted for Democrats were being disloyal. And Netanyahu's got some internal problems in Israel. He's up for re-election, and in there it's a parliamentary system, so there's been a revote. Remember in the spring there was a vote, and, mm-hmm. and his government won just barely, and now it's that coalition's fallen apart, so they're voting again. And he's got to be very, very careful. He's enduring a lot of criticism for being too close in Israel, for being too close to Donald Trump, which is one of the great ironies of all of this. Well, anyway, the president decided to, I would say in this particular case, triple down today at the White House.
Yet I will tell you this. In my opinion, the Democrats have gone very far away from Israel. I cannot understand how they can do that. They don't want to fund Israel. They want to take away foreign aid to Israel. They want to do a lot of bad things to Israel. In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that. I think that if you vote for a Democrat, you're very, very disloyal to Israel and to the Jewish people.
And only weak people would disagree with that. Well, I think we had Mark McKinnon on just a little bit ago, the political analyst and used to be a political fixer who is on the circuses, the Showtime's the circus.
Mm-hmm.
He said that this is a third rail in a lot of ways in the Jewish community in America to Israel as a third rail. And it's very, and because Israel isn't, people are not in lockstep about the Israeli government. You find in the American Jewish community, you find that people are in lockstep about the concept of Israel, that Israel is an important thing, that is it is a concept, as a notion, as a place, as a Jewish state, it is important. But the internal politics, the conservative versus the liberal politics, I mean, remember, there was an Israeli prime minister in the 1990s was assassinated because he was too liberal. Right? And there have been the liberal versus conservative politics have been a great internal strife inside Israel in a lot of ways, right? They're surrounded by a lot of nations and states and peoples around them that would like to see them destroyed. So that creates a lot of internal pressure. However, having said all of that, for the president to try to use this to his own political gain is not going to set well, is my guess, with the American Jewish community. Even those who may be partisan to him. I don't think it's going to play as well as he thinks it's going to play.
He's trying to take that, it's an error, but I think he's making that political move where Tlaib and Omar and their comments, which have been viewed by many as anti-Semitic, he's trying to paint the broad brush across the Democratic Party that if you vote for a Democrat, then you believe what they believe, these two congresswomen.
Right.
It seems a bit of a leap.
There's an entire strain of American, first of all, 75% of Jewish voters in 2016 voted for Hillary. So it's an uphill battle anyway.
Sure.
But secondly, there are, the American Jewish community is not lockstep in anything. There are a lot of people in that community. There are a lot of synagogues and congregations around the country that do support loosening up restrictions on Palestinians and would like to see a more open mm-hmm. state and would like to see a two-state solution there. I mean, there is disagreement on that, and that they wouldn't necessarily be in lockstep with Tlaib and Omar on some things, but in terms of changing the dynamics there, they might be. But then again, then it's just there's a lot there, and I think the president may have stepped a little over where he thinks he was going to be. But that's not really
really the biggest problem. The biggest problem is now we have to go to war with Greenland because he doesn't like what the prime minister of Denmark, who somehow is in the middle of this, said about selling Greenland.
President Truman said, what about Greenland? And he talked about it very openly, and it was a big deal at the time. And I brought it up again, and it was discussed many other times. And I thought it was not a nice statement, the way she blew me off, because she's blowing off the United States. And we've done a lot for Denmark. We've done a lot. I know Denmark well. I have many friends from Denmark. I have many people from Denmark that live in the United States. And we treat countries with respect. She shouldn't treat the United States that way by saying, what an absurd. She said, absurd. That's not the right word to use. Absurd.
First of all, that's not even the word. It's absurd.
Absurd.
It's like it's like a French pronunciation of it.
It is a très absurd what she says.
What are you doing? That's not who you are. Anyway, this is okay. A couple things to unpack there.
Real lot.
One, the Truman thing that he's bringing up. It was not a big deal at the time. I went back, I looked this up, because I wanted to figure out exactly what they're talking about, because I don't remember this in my history books. And you know why you don't remember in your history books? It was not a big deal. It was brought up during the Truman administration. This is right before Hawaii and Alaska came into the United States as states. They were territories. And there was talk because we wanted to set up missile defense systems to augment what we were doing in Canada and the northern tiers of the United States to stop what were now intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities that were being developed in Russia. That's what that was about. And so they wanted to set up, and so Greenland is on the North Pole as well, and so we wanted some territory from them, and there was a conversation. It was not buying Greenland out, and there was never a moment where Truman stood in front of the American people and said, you know what we got to do?
You know what we got to do is we got to buy Greenland.
That's my Truman impression. I dare you to find out if it's right or wrong. Anyway, that was never the thing. Now, so A, B, he's mad because she called it absurd, because it is absurd. Drop it, dude. Well, he's a counterpuncher. I love his defenders. Oh, well, he's a counterpuncher. He threw the first punch. There's no reason for him to counterpunch when she goes, hey, we would have loved to have had him here. This is what she said. We'd have loved to have had him here. It would have been nice for him to be here. Sorry it didn't work out. Hopefully we'll see him again. We can't sell him Greenland. That's what she said. And now he's making the whole trip, which was never about buying Greenland. So he's making that whole part up. And he's punching her in the face by calling her nasty. What is that all about?
Well, he's talking about her words. Or using the wrong words.
Do we have that cut? Do we have that? Do we have anything else, or are we done with him? Just asking. All right, here's one more.
Denmark, I looked forward to going, but I thought that the prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement. All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested, but we can't treat the United States of America the way they treated us under President Obama. I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something. They could have told me no.
How did they treat us under Obama? Do you remember that whole time when we said, you know what we got to do? We got to go invade Denmark during the Obama administration. Did the word Denmark ever come up in your mind during the Obama administration? What is he talking about? What were they doing? When has Denmark ever been a problem? Denmark sent troops to fight with us after September 11th. They lost a couple dozen people. They're in Syria with us. They're an ally. They're a NATO ally. Stop that. They're an important NATO ally because of Greenland.
Can we buy Greenland?
Absurd.
Okay.
Tastes absurd.
Shut up. Shut up. I am going to have a stroke. I'm not going to make it to November of 2020.
No, it's heating. Things are just heating up.
Try the CBD raw.
Yeah, you didn't do the CBD.
Could you bring the CBD in here?
Okay.
I'll do the CBD now.
They're now available here in the building. As Kevin found out.
Yeah.
Mr. Patel shout out.
All right. We're going to have to continue the top 5-5 after the news at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
Sorry. Just has to be done that way.
Yeah.
And then we will tell the story of the pink balloon attack on the lakefront. All that is coming your way. Ah, but first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour news?
Another Illinois congressman formally endorses impeachment of the president.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All right. Kim Gordon standing by with the WGN News, and we're going to get to the rest of the top 5 at 5. And there was violence on the lakefront. A pink balloon attack. A water balloon. Pink water balloon attack in the playpen. One of Chicago's most ridiculous pieces of real estate.
Known for a lot of ridiculousness.
Yes. If you would like to see privileged stupidity, the playpen is the place for it.
So true.
It's every weekend. For a boat, actually. Privileged stupidity, because that's what it is. Every weekend and night, that's these boats all tie themselves up together right off of the Ohio Street beach, and oh my God.
There's a lot of boat hopping.
Yes.
A lot of imbibing.
Lots of hats to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of White Claw. Lots of dudes calling each other dude.
Or bro.
Right.
Dude bros.
A lot of girls laughing at absolutely nothing.
Who owns the boat? I like him.
Which one's the captain?
And there's a lot of people not paying for the gasoline. And that's the thing. When they get back, I lost all my money in the water. All right, we'll get to all of that. Don't anybody move, but first, Kim's News 2. All right.
Are we still in the middle of the top 5
yes,
of 5?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we've only worked our way up to...
Number 4.
Tom Bergeron, you know, the longtime host of Dancing with the Stars. You know
sure.
him?
We know him.
Game show guy, Yogi himself, stands on one finger.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. No wonder he's in such terrific shape.
Mm-hmm. He's upset. By the way, it's season 28 of Dancing with the Stars.
Cheap. 28. That doesn't really go by the years,
Would
right?
never have guessed that.
Right.
But it's
the 28th installation of them. But that means it's been at least 14 years that things have been on the air, because they do two a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I really gave up thinking about it a long time ago.
It's fun to watch.
So Sean Spicer is going to be on it.
Very controversial pick, according to the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just using that word stars very vaguely, huh?
So Bergeron, not happy about it.
The nice thing is Sean will be in charge of assessing audience size throughout the episode.
Wait, we hear your mother-in-law is quite the dancer, yes?
Yes, she is.
But you are not.
No, no.
You have a middle school story?
Yeah, I was kicked out of band in sixth grade, and the quote was, "You have the sense of beat of a steamroller."
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Scarred
me.
That would be fun to watch. So watch out,
Mr. Mara. I'm coming for you.
What's your strategy?
Work really, 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 really hard every day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's good at tap dancing. Yeah. We've seen that in action.
That's for sure.
I don't peg him to be much of a dancer.
No.
At all.
I'm going to guess he's a week one out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Geraldo. Remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Horrible dancer.
I think he's going to be out in the first one because he can't even, MAGA country can't even save him here. Because they're not interested in him anymore. Because he's, you know, he's been, although he was on, isn't he still on Fox News? Maybe?
I know
he had a contract with Fox News when he left. So if he's still on that, maybe we'll see. But I think if he can't dance, he can't dance. And I don't. And I would ask who the rest of the people are on that show, but I don't care.
Number 3.
And I will always love you.
It's Dolly Parton's version of "I Will Always Love You" because she wrote that song.
I love that song. I love it when she sings it.
Mm. Now. Turns out she's revealing for the first time that she actually turned down Elvis Presley in 1974. She's revealed in a new documentary for the BBC that when Elvis was going to record his cover of Dolly's hit, "I Will Always Love You," that, but only if she were to give up the rights to her song, and she wouldn't do it.
Ah. Elvis already had it worked up, and he loved the song. In fact, Priscilla had told me not very long ago that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her, walking out, "I always love you." So she said he did love it. But it wasn't about Elvis. Colonel Tom wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. I'd already had a number one song myself. It broke my heart because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. And so I've just kind of been protective of my songs like you are your children.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
And then who was that? Whitney Houston. Now, who is she? She did it too, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did she.
I think Dolly Parton was fine. I think Dolly Parton has blank you money for the rest of her life just on that. I mean, on everything, of all the things that she has done. But just on that song title alone. And what that did.
Well, they're switching the CMA Awards up this year. You know, it's how it's always Paisley and Underwood. And this year, it's Dolly Parton and Underwood and Reba to celebrate women in country music. Brad's out. Paisley's not part of it as a host.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bury my red solo cup in my backyard now. I just like to thank God for all for this award. That is... It's like the Essence Awards, the Vibe Awards, and the Country Music Awards. Yep. It's like God's a producer.
It's a drinking game.
Yeah.
If you want it to be.
Yeah. Not in the Hollywood, though. No. Not the Golden Globes or the Oscars or the Emmys. No. Oh, man. What a world. Checking in at
number two.
Well, The Simpsons, even though they're now. The Simpsons series could actually apply for Medicare now. It's so old. It's still of the times. They have come up with a song that takes on the president's taking on of the squad. Listen to this.
So many problems, tariffs. I need a distraction. They shouldn't be in America. No one but me in America. No taxes for me in America. This is my natural Herica.
We're more American than your wife.
She's not a big presence in my life.
Your love life makes us heave.
You two will never see Tel Aviv.
You're greasing your palm with emoluments.
It's okay with God, says Mike Pence.
Clever.
Wow. That's up to the week right there.
It totally is.
How
do they
do that?
Oh,
well, they use slave labor to do the animation. That's how they do it. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Oh, wow. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt celebrated her 100th birthday with a unique gift. Her very own look-alike Lego statue. The beloved longtime chaplain of Loyola University's men's basketball team was gifted with a 2.5-foot figure that took more than 10,000 plastic bricks to build and 30 hours to create. She has been busy celebrating her milestone birthday all month.
Whole month. I've never celebrated a month before, but you don't get to be 100. And only once. That's just like being Cinderella, only once. I eat well. I sleep well, and hopefully I pray well. I think all those things are important. You know, we have to learn to take care of yourself. We teach young men and women that here. You have to take care of yourself, because if you don't, you're not going to be any good to take care of anybody else.
There you go.
Wow.
There she is, Sister
Just
Jean.
Love her.
Wow. See, now that's a nice way to end this
It is.
Stupidity
She's
that goes on here in the world. But we're returning to the stupidity to talk about an incident, a legal incident that occurred in the playpen. Don't anybody move.
The top five at five.